Today, the Tarot Snakes and Ladders game takes another turn. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, this post covering finance and property news. Here we go again, more uncertainty relating to Trump's favourite policy tool, which has been thrown into turmoil again after the US Trade Court issued a rare rebuke, blocking many of the import taxes that he's threatened and imposed on other countries. A panel of three judges at the US Court of International Trade in Manhattan issued a unanimous ruling on Wednesday, which sided with the Democrats-led states and small businesses that accused Trump of wrongfully invoking an emergency law to justify the bulk of his levies, declaring that the Trump administration had wrongly invoked a 1977 law in imposing his Liberation Day tariffs on dozens of countries, and they were therefore illegal. And it also extended that ruling to previous tariffs levied on Canada, Mexico, and China over the security of the US border and trafficking in fentanyl. The court gave the administration 10 days to effectuate its order, but didn't spell out any steps it must take to unwind the tariffs. The US Trade Court is part of the nation's federal court system and was created by Congress to handle specialized disputes around trade, including tariffs. Decisions are appealed on the same track as rulings from district courts, meaning a challenge by Trump would go to a federal appeals court and then the US Supreme Court. As with other federal courts, the judges are appointed by sitting presidents. The decision is one of the biggest setbacks in court for Trump amid a wave of lawsuits over executive orders testing the limits of presidential power. Others are challenging Trump's mass firings of federal workers, restrictions on birthright citizenship, and efforts to slash federal spending already approved by Congress. The judges rejected the government's argument that Trump had authority to unilaterally issue tariffs under a law intended to address financial transactions during national emergencies. The ruling was a so-called summary judgment, meaning a final victory for the plaintiff in lower court without the need for a trial. The Trump administration immediately said that it would appeal, putting the fate of the tariffs in the hands of an appellate court and potentially the Supreme Court. The ruling doesn't affect Trump's first-term levies on many imports from China or sectorial duties planned already imposed on goods, including steel, which are based on a different legal foundation that the Trump administration may now be forced to make more use of to pursue its tariff campaign. US importers paid a record $16.5 billion in tariffs in April, and Trump's aides have said they expected that to rise in the coming months. But if the decision holds, it would be just a matter of days to eliminate the new 30% US tariffs on imports from China, 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, and 10% duties from most other goods entering the US. This would equate to around $12 billion in duties, which might be struck down. A White House spokesman dismissed the ruling as one made by unelected judges who should not have the power to decide how to properly address a national emergency. Trump has invoked national emergencies ranging from the US trade deficit to overdose deaths to justify many of his tariffs. If the ruling isn't reversed or ignored, one of the consequences would be greater fiscal concerns at a time when bond markets are questioning the trajectory of the US's mounting debt load. Trump administration has already been citing increased tariff revenues as a way to offset tax cuts in his one big beautiful bill, now before Congress, which is estimated to cost around $3.8 trillion over the next decade. Major trading partners, including China, the European Union, India, and Japan, that are in negotiations with the Trump's administration, must now decide whether to press ahead in efforts to secure deals or slow walk talks on the bet that they now have a stronger hand. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary said at a press conference on Thursday morning in Tokyo that the government will thoroughly examine the content of the ruling and its implications and respond appropriately. And Australia's Minister for Trade and Tourism, Don Farrell, said the government will continue to engage and strongly advocate for the removal of tariffs, which he described as unjustified. Also thrown into doubt would be the outlines for a trade deal that Trump reached with the UK earlier in May. That potential pact calls for the imposition of a 10% US tariff on all imports from the UK that would be null and void if Wednesday's decision endures. New York Governor Kathy Hochul hailed the ruling on social media. "We can assume any tariff negotiations will slow to a crawl for now," remembering that the bulk of the measures were already pushed down the road in response to recent market ructions. Significantly, the court also ruled that Trump couldn't just impose tariffs as leverage in a negotiation. Creating leverage is not a legitimate use of tariffs. A provision of the 1974 Trades Act gives presidents the power to impose tariffs of up to 15% for up to 150 days, though only in the event of a balance of payments crisis, which Trump may not want to declare given the current nervous state of bond markets. Trump's team will probably explore other statutes to try to get tariffs back on the table, but the ruling clearly brings the prospect of yet another sharp U-turn in U.S. tariff policies and more short-term questions and headaches for firms and market participants. No surprise then that the markets reacted as they have continued to shift since Trump announced the so-called reciprocal levies in a sweeping executive order on April the 2nd. Since then, trillions of dollars in market value have been shed and then regained amid weeks of delays, reversals, and announcements about potential trade deals, particularly with China. Asian markets jumped higher on the news, with the Nikkei in Japan at 1.88% and the Topix up 1.53%. The Kospi was up 1.89%, while the Hang Seng in Hong Kong lifted 1.4%, though the mainland exchanges in China, including the Shanghai Composite and Shenzhen CSI 300, were both a little higher. The ASX 200 rose a very muted 0.14%, while the Aussie moved up 0.28% to 64.42 US cents and 47.84 UK pence. The fear gauge, or VIX, in the US was down 5.18%. Significantly, long-term bond yields turned higher on the news in several markets on the expectation of higher US deficits, with the German 30-year, the UK 30-year, the Japan 30-year, and the US 30-year all rising. This is really just another day in the volatile office as the tariff snakes and ladders game plays out. But as to where it all ends, well, who can tell? Remember, markets don't like uncertainty, and yet we have that same uncertainty in spades again. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.